Look, we all know that there is a property cycle, but let's try and get a bit of a handle on what makes the cycle, where are we at, does it change, and what impacts it? To answer some of my questions about this, Damien Collins joins me from Momentum Wealth in Western Australia, and you can catch them at their website, momentumwealth.com.au. Damien, thank you very much for your time.
Glad to be here, Kevin.
Demystify this thing for me, the cycle, the property cycle. Does it? What's a cycle in period of a time?
Well, Kevin, the property cycle is really over a longer period of time, anywhere from 5 to 12 years, and during that cycle, you'll have periods of time where property demand is outstripping supply. And then you'll have periods also where supply is outstripping demand. And one of the big important things with property, it takes so long for a product to come to market. If you want to provide more properties, developers bring them to market. By the time they get them through planning systems and so forth, it's a couple of years, and that's why you can have then periods of like with Sydney and Melbourne, particularly in the last couple of years, have seen a shortage of stock, and that's caused their prices to go up. Conversely, in Perth particularly, but lesser extent Brisbane, we've seen an oversupply in the mining era, and that's given too much supply, and that's caused their prices to stagnate or even decline.
Because there is no one property cycle. I mean, well, we're all at different stages in different parts of the country, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. Look, you would suggest that Melbourne and Sydney, if you look at the old economic clock or the circular clock, they're towards their peak of their cycle, if not at the peak, and Brisbane and Perth are, and particularly Perth, at the bottom, and Brisbane really hasn't done much in this last cycle. So I think that's got some legs, but also, Kevin, interestingly, even different types of property within a market can have different cycles. So in Perth at the moment, some sectors are running very strongly, other sectors are running very softly. In Brisbane, we've certainly got oversupply issues with apartments, but general houses are still going okay. So, yeah, there's not all one property cycle across the country, and even in a particular city, there's different cycles within the property market as well.
When you're looking at investing for the people who work with you, is it one of the things that you look carefully at the cycle and try and pick where a market is and where it's likely to go?
Oh, definitely. And look, you're investing in property generally for our clients, and most people out there would be looking at, for passive investment, you're looking at generally a 10-year time frame. So the first point is to go down to, well, what are the best locations that are likely to outperform over a 10-year period. So we have a number of cities, four major cities in Australia that got the demographics, the population growth, the industries to sustain long-term property price growth. But then from there, you start to look at, well, where are they in their stage of their cycle? So, you know, for Sydney and Melbourne, for the last 18 months to 2 years, they've been getting towards the top. Who knows exactly when they're going to finish, but obviously, Brisbane has gone up a little bit, and Perth has actually come back a little bit over that last 12 months. So you do certainly look at that. I guess it still comes down to investors' confidence. You know, a lot of investors still like to stick with their home city. And if you've got a 10-year horizon investing in, you know, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane or Perth, I think you're going to do pretty well, but it's nice to get that free kick of a nice 15%+ upswing if you get in early enough in the cycle in a particular city.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be terribly concerned about the cycle if you were really in the market, you know, not try to time the market necessarily, but just spending time in the market, Damien.
That's right, Kevin. Look, I've seen a lot more money lost by people trying to time the market than by buying at the wrong time, particularly, again, in major cities. Obviously, difference in regional areas where they can be far more volatile. But in major cities, I've seen people hold out and go, oh, no, I'll wait for it to drop. Well, property doesn't often drop, and when it does drop, residential in the major cities doesn't generally drop a substantial amount. I've seen people wait and wait, and they end up often doing nothing, and they miss out on potentially 30-40% growth over a cycle. So you want to certainly, everyone wants to buy exactly at the bottom of the cycle and sell exactly at the top. It's just realistically not likely to happen, and the best thing to do is when you're ready, comfortable, as long as you've got a long-term horizon, and do your research, look carefully, and get into the market.
You mentioned earlier in our chat that supply and demand is a big indicator. Is that, in fact, one of the major indicators about where what's going to happen on that clock?
It definitely is. It's the so your demand is driven by population growth. It's a big one, and that's why Melbourne is particularly one of the reasons they're strong. They're 100,000 plus population growth a year. Sydney's not far behind. So you've got population growth, but to get the population growth, you need strong industries. So the mining cities did very well in the mining boom. Obviously, that's tapered off, but actually the mining sector's starting to recover again, so we're starting to see marginal changes in population there. So, you know, the population growth, the industries, and but of course, as I said earlier, the developers, you know, start releasing more land or bringing more apartments to market, and but because it's such a long time period, often they've, by the time they've built them, the cycle could have changed. And but I think one of the big things is an intangible one. That's, it's not just about number of houses and jobs, and so it's confidence. And and sometimes you do see people, particularly when they're in the, you know, in that particular market, the confidence is perhaps over optimistic or too pessimistic, and it's very much human nature. We tend to look at most recent history, and you know, people in Sydney and Melbourne at the moment probably think it's going to keep going up forever, and people in Perth have sort of got the negative mentality, oh, it's never going to go up again. So it's history shows it always recovers and always peaks again. It's been doing that for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it won't change because that's the nature of humans.
Always good talking to you. Damien Collins from Momentum. Well, thanks for your time, Damien.
Pleasure, Kevin.